Okay. I want to tell you that yesterday, this particular word about Isaiah 54 came quite strongly, and obviously I gave you a copy. So I'm just going to ask you to just kind of close your eyes right now and repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This is your word.
This is your word.
For this day.
For this day.
So that I can come up.
So that I can come up.
Out of guilt.
Out of guilt.
Out of fear.
Out of fear.
And especially out of torment.
And especially out of torment.
Amen?
Amen.
So Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is the heritage or inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from their own works, their own struggle, their own response.
No.
That's your soul that responds by saying, I can make myself acceptable to God, and I can scrub myself clean until the blood runs out. Many years ago, the Lord showed me that people who scratch themselves, literally cut themselves, are under demonic oppression because they feel guilty or they feel dirty and they go according to their feelings rather than the Lord. So the scripture says, and their righteousness is from the Lord or from Him. And I wanted to make sure that you see this particular piece of information that might be helpful. And that printout says, know what's legally yours. Know means having knowledge, using that knowledge. So here's their comment. Receiving healing from God is not about you begging Him for something that He's already done. It's about you knowing what is already legally yours. I would stress the word legally. Because of the cross. It's about you believing the same way you have been righteously forgiven, in the same way God has already righteously healed you. When you have a revelation of this truth, notice it's a word revelation. It's got to be revealed to you. My job is to identify it so that you can stop looking at your problem, whether it be physical, emotional, or whatever, bodily injury, etc., and look at it as the end result of your future. Again, when you have a revelation of this truth, once any symptoms start showing up, you will declare with faith in your heart, no sickness in my body will prosper. Once you are established in the right standing that God has given you through Christ, fears that you may have about not being healed will dissipate like mist under the blazing sun. Beloved, you'll see every hope you have as the righteous manifests in your body and in every area of your life. Notice it says every area of your life. This word came through from a friend of mine who sent it to me from Joseph Prince. This is some of his reflection, but it's intended for us to wake up. So as I was searching the heart of the Lord this morning, what do you want me to do? He pressed in that I should make copies yesterday, and I did. And he said to me this morning that I should look at Romans chapter 5. And when I went to Romans chapter 5, he said, make sure you use the Amplified. So I'm using the Amplified to give you the God's opinion about your being healed. And if you look at verse 9, it says, therefore, since we are now justified and acquitted, made righteous, brought right into relationship with God, not by your scrubbing, not by cutting yourself, but by Christ's blood. How much more certain is it that we shall be saved by him from the indignation and wrath of God? You understand, St. Paul knew about the wrath of God. That was his background to teach. Verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, not through your own scrubbing actions, it is much more certain now that we are reconciled, that we shall be saved. And then in the Amplified it says, daily delivered from sin's dominion. Daily delivered. Not next month, not tomorrow, now. Amen? And it's through his resurrection life. When do we join that resurrection life? We join it by believing it. I ran my entire life for 37 years on my own opinion and on the opinion of those that I called leaders. And you know what? I learned later that that was kind of foolish. Amen. Because a good percentage of it didn't work. And I got very upset and critical at those that I thought should be perfect to pray for me. I even remember making decisions according to their dictates of my righteousness and not believing what they said because it didn't work. Why? Because I wasn't going to the source of the truth. I was going according to the traditions of men which had been brought up in what they believed. No different than St. Paul. St. Paul wrote this to the Romans. Were the Romans based and believing in their traditions? That's all they knew. They looked at the Jew as a problem. I get news for you. They still look at him as a problem. And it's been thousands of years. However, when you look at what God has done to the Jew, in spite of the persecution that they went through, they're still alive. They're still reforming a nation right now. They're being accepted in the past 100 years as a part of the future for the Middle East. They are a piece to the puzzle that most of humanity would literally spit at. Because once they accept that the Jew is real, and that their nation is real, and that their country is being reestablished, they have a major heart failure. Because it doesn't match their tradition or their plan for the Middle East. And I'm not going into the political realm. I'm going into the legal aspect. Do they have a right to that land? Yes, they do. Because God gave it to them. You read from a piece of word that came, 3,000 something years ago? It hasn't changed. It dictates what belongs to who. from God's perspective. And I've got news for you. He knows how to carry out his own commission. Have I learned, however, my righteousness is based on what? My own works? Yeah. It doesn't work. I want you to go back. Chapter 4, verse 7. How many know there's a cost when you sin in teaching of the law? They're called iniquities. Amen? The final result of your sin nature brings in iniquity. Verse 7, chapter 4. Blessed and happy and to be envied are those whose iniquities are forgiven. Woo-hoo! Whoa! The results of my sin are my iniquities, and they've been washed away. By what? Whose sins are covered up and completely buried. That's the Amplified. Verse 8. Blessed and happy are to be envied is the person whose sin the Lord will take no account, nor reckoning that it exists. Isn't that incredible? No reckoning it against him. It's confirmed in Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Excuse me. You see, the courts that God has is not like the natural court.
Thank you, Lord.
You can go into that spiritual court anytime you want.
That's right.
My brother shared a little bit about that last week. And during the night, because of some activity that I did yesterday, I have a right shoulder that's been kind of under pressure. And my brother, having a lot of trouble with his right shoulder. My grandson's having trouble with his right shoulder, to the point that both of them are having to discuss doctor's opinions, etc., etc. And I was awakened several times during the night with terrible pain in my right shoulder. And now I'm in the shower several hours later, and I'm rubbing my hair, doing a shampoo job, and still sore. I said, Lord, this is not fun. This isn't where I'm going. I'm going to claim what you said about me. Now, he already seen me naked, so it's not a problem. Under the living water that's coming out of the faucet, which is nice and warm, I'm very, very comfortable. And I said, Lord, I'm going to ask for the heavens to be open right now. Okay? Right now. And I'm going to claim Romans 5:9 that this is a thought pattern that's coming straight out of hell, and I'm directing this word to those that are attacking me and lying about me and lying with symptoms that are not from you but from them. So I continued to pray. I did not repeat Isaiah 54:17. I know it by heart, but I didn't repeat it. I'm honest with you, okay? I just went after the blood. And I cried out for the blood of the Lamb to cleanse and to take away all these symptoms that are lies. They're lying to my brother, they're lying to me, and they're lying to my grandson. Okay? Now, I can't defend myself for them, but I can defend myself on what he's trying to do to me. And I began to declare the word over and over, and I pushed the buttons of the blood, especially Romans 5:9. Because that's justification. That's an ability to stand in the court of heaven and sell to the enemy. My attorney said, I'm free. Who's my attorney? Jesus. When do you decide to use the court of heaven?
When the accuser is coming against you.
Yes. when the accuser or the symptoms in your body are speaking any lie that they choose to apply against you. Oh, the accuser has been telling me during the night, your brother's going to have surgery. He's going to have that bone cut off. He's going to get a brand new ball, you know, made out of some kind of metal, I presume. Okay? And they're going to readjust all his tendons and make it function so that he doesn't have pain. But the recoup time is for weeks and weeks. Several days earlier, my grandson said to me, sitting down in my family room, that he's already had several MRIs, testings, etc., and they thought they were going to do this and that and this and that, and all of that is not possible. So now there's a possibility of going in there with a scope, and they're going to scoop and find out what's wrong and why his shoulder is in such terrible pain. And I wanted to respond. Did you ever learn to shut up?
Amen.
I'm learning it too.
Amen.
There's a season to tell the truth, but there's also a season to be quiet. Your own testimony is much more powerful than your words will ever be. You see, what God is trying to make me aware of is my testimony, my walk with God, will create jealousy. And when it does, they'll have a hunger of their own. Because I'm not always going to be around. I'm going to have a departure day, someday. And they're going to have to survive. But you see, the eternal one, which is the Word, is available to them. I can't change them, but God can. So this word is designed by God to let you know that our Heavenly Father's been on our case, trying to set us free from all the demonic activity. What is demonic activity? They steal, they come to kill, and they come to destroy. Stealing my health, stealing my abilities to think, stealing my ability to function. Why?
To defeat God's purpose in your life.
Yeah. And God allows it for me to grow up and to be mature and to respond. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Put the paperwork down. Close your Bible. I want you to stand. I want your hands to be up in the air. They don't have to be way, way up, just comfortable. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
The courts of heaven.
Are officially open.
There's an open heaven above me. It is wide open. God's angels are available to me, and they're listening. The saints of the Most High are welcome. And I'm here because of Jesus, my district attorney. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm pleading my case today. And I'm declaring before all of hell. And all the surrounding demonic activity. That have tried to destroy me.
Tried to destroy my body.
My mind. Even my emotions. They're not threats.
Anymore.
I'm laying this down on the altar of the Most High. I am not going to defend myself and yell and scream because it's useless. But I am appealing
to my attorney.
His name is Jesus. He laid his life
on that cross.
He gave it up.
He gave it up.
To pay.
To pay.
With his own blood.
With his own blood.
For every mistake.
For every mistake.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Every failure.
Every failure.
Every iniquity.
Every iniquity.
Covered under the blood.
Covered under the blood.
I declare myself.
I declare myself.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Because of the blood.
Because of the blood.
Jesus declared.
Jesus declared.
Through St. Paul.
Through St. Paul.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
I am justified.
I am justified.
In the court of heaven.
In the court of heaven.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
There's no more condemnation.
There's no more condemnation.
No more criticalness.
No more criticalness.
And I'm all done defending myself.
And I'm all done defending myself.
My attorney's on the job.
My attorney's on the job.
I give Jesus all the praise.
I give Jesus all the glory. All the glory.
There's no hung jury here.
There's no hung jury.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you for my Father.
Thank you for my Father.
Who gave his son as a gift for me.
To declare me free.
And I'm declaring my freedom.
And I'm declaring my freedom.
Because of the blood.
Because of the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And now may his anointing be upon you as you go forth in this day. Let it be known that your Father gave up his Son so that you and I can walk in freedom and in health and in wealth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.